The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Wonderful that you could come out this morning on this snowy day. My name's Wynne Fricke, and I just want to welcome you with my partner, Mark Nunberg, to our day of exploring addiction to busyness. Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
All right. Not as well as I would like to.
All right. I'll do my best to keep that in mind. I'll speak up. If you don't hear me, just a little hand, Kaya, that would be great. So.
You can put it right in the center on your gloves.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to start with a 30-minute sit, so yeah, and it's a good moment to turn off your cell phones if you didn't think about that, just as we move forward. Okay, so let's settle into the body, settle into the posture, so coming upright. There's this beautiful image in Qigong of how the mind and body can settle, this image of tea leaves floating down hot water to the bottom, just floating softly down. So in a sense, letting the mind soften, relax. And any unnecessary tension in the body, you can just gently let it fall, let it drop. And you can just feel a clear, upright spine right in the middle of your experience, established. Going to be watching the breath this morning, and let's begin. If you're comfortable, just bring your palm for a moment to the navel area, just and let the belly expand into the warmth of your palm. So this area of the belly can be a place of tightness or holding. If you can have the image of a baby's belly that moves, feeling safe and open, big, soft belly. You can feel the movement of the breath all the way down into the pelvis, grounding our energy, grounding the mind. And we can shift the palm to the solar plexus. This is just below the rib cage here. So the area of the diaphragm, highly sensitive and a vulnerable part of the body. And again, same thing, just relaxing into the warmth of the palm, letting go, letting be. So we're encouraging a free, easy movement of the breath, unconstricted. And then finally, we'll shift to the heart area, just feeling the palm. And just knowing, you know, the heart can get tight also. The heart can constrict. Just energetically, how can we soften and open in this area? Dimensionally, deep into the body. Feeling the sensitivity of the heart, its movement, its vibration, its warmth. When you're ready, you can settle the hands back down to the knees or lap. And we'll take one more moment to feel the area of the throat, the jaw, the face. So one more area of opening, of settling. The eyes can relax deeply. The inner ears. Jaw and tongue, the inside of the throat. And let the forehead relax wide. And we can notice the natural movement of the breath, however you feel it. It's very direct and simple. Hands off, right? The body breathes itself. Can feel the breath as a refuge from our habits of mind. The simplicity of this simple awareness of the breath that's so restful. And let your mind move as fluidly as the breath moves. Maybe sometimes you feel it in the nostrils or in the belly or even in the heart, in the diaphragm. Or maybe you feel the breath energy infusing the body. Just be open. How do you experience the breath? And it's the nature of the mind to move around, to get lost in thought. So these are impersonal forces behind the movements of the mind. And if you just see that happening, it's the simple training to just return with patience to our attention to the breath. Just simple. And thoroughly patient. If the mind moves 100 times, it's okay. We just come back in the moment that we notice. In this day dedicated to understanding our busyness, our restlessness, we can commit during this sit to training the mind to watch the breath, to establish itself on one object.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.